Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This week is kind of a grab bag. For the last couple of weeks, we've been doing, you know, themes. So we had a family history theme, we had a government theme, which is a bit odd. Not too many people are grateful for the government, but as I like to point out, there are things in the systems that we don't necessarily appreciate that we can still find ways of being grateful for. This week, though, is a little bit more of a grab bag. So just in case you guys were wondering, a couple of rules I have out there is if any of my kids actually want to join the show, we do it. I publish it, and that's part of what we're doing. And so every once in a while, you know, when you hear an episode where I can get one of the kids to record, and maybe the recording's not the best quality, or maybe it's a little more ad hoc and not as well organized, please be understanding there that part of the reason for me doing podcasts is to create an experience for my children, and being able to create that experience with them is very important to me. Now, I wish that my kids would co-host this with me, and you know, that we could get the mic set up and a space dedicated in the house to do that. I'd love to work towards that end. For now, though, they join me somewhat reluctantly at times, I'm still just really grateful for those opportunities. So yesterday's episode with Michael was a lot of fun to create and produce and be able to have that out there. So speaking of different episodes and different things going on, let's keep you guys up to date on a couple of things. One of them is I recently did a podcast interview for the Linux Spotlight, and I did this with a gentleman named Rocco. Rocco's podcast on the Linux Spotlight is designed to showcase the Linux community, right? Who is in the Linux community? And I find it odd that I was selected to be a part of that show. Not because, you know, at one point in my history of running open source, the people in that environment, it was kind of like a litmus test, or at least it felt that way to me. Maybe it wasn't, and maybe it just felt that way to me. Like, well, how long have you been running Linux? And, you know, do you have it on all your machines? And is it your daily driver? And over the last 3-5 years, the Linux community has completely turned around on that. And they seem to be more willing and open to let people run whatever they want to and enjoy whatever they want to. I still run Linux in my house. I run it as my home media server. I do have one of my computers, you know, running Linux. It gives me access to a game I like and all the great tools and other things that are available. And Linux is so good on older hardware. So I will always run Linux because it's just it kind of fits. And as I describe in the interview, I talk about how, you know, it's this, it's kind of like, you know, when I was running, you know, I could run on the road, I could run on the sidewalk, I could run on a trail, right? And then one day I realized I didn't have to run on the trail anymore. I could run off the trail. And moving forward in a space where it felt like undiscovered country, at least undiscovered to me, right? And that fresh feeling of discovering something new for yourself, you know, that you are carving a path, was really just amazing. And now, while running is the analogy I use for doing that, the ability to do that on Linux is, you know, that's part of that experience, right? It's new. I mean, it's there's all kinds of new ways you can do it. There is no Linux install that matches the other one, right? And I think that's really amazing because the software is very unique. And what's interesting is it gets you thinking of your desktop, right? So on Windows, you know, you have the Windows paradigm or how the desktop is set up has kind of programmed us to think in that paradigm of the only way to get things done. And on Linux, that paradigm is referenced but doesn't really exist. You have lots of ways of doing things and lots of ways of trying different things. And so I've been a Linux fan for a long number of years. And so Rocco and I talked about that. We talked about some of the other history and what might be going on with that community going forward. And there's never been a better time to try Linux. The community is so engaging. And I think that Rocco's onto something here. By interviewing people in the community and showcasing who they are, I think that the Linux community is going to continually engage and interact with some of the best talent out there. And then I think that over time, that talent is going to create particular software that will make Linux and distinguish Linux from the rest of the pack. And I think it's going to be amazing. And so it's fun to see. If you want to listen to that interview, I will link it in the show notes below, right? So you guys can go ahead and listen to that. That was a fun interview to do. Rocco's podcasts are a little longer than mine. Not just a little. It was over an hour. Great conversation. Had a lot of fun with the outtakes as well, because he was very relaxed. He's a very, very good host. And so this is really easy to get relaxed and to be able to enjoy that. Also in podcast news, I've got another podcast to send you guys to. If you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about Buffalo and running, and I did an interview with Jacob Bateman. Well, Jacob and his wife are now starting a podcast, and it's only available on Stitcher right now. It's still early days. I want to see if I can get Jacob to come onto this show again and be able to tell us a little bit more about his podcast and what it's doing. But it's really neat that he's got that out there. Again, I don't want to link you guys to that just yet. I want to give Jacob and his wife a little more time to kind of mature how they're producing it, so that way you guys have the best experience possible. And that's not to take away from what he's doing or, you know, deny him an audience that may be willing to listen. That's simply because you want to have a certain quality level by the time you start engaging a larger audience. So they've got two episodes out right now. The first episode of any podcast is always kind of that testing thing, right? Where it's just, okay, this is what we're going to do, and introduction to the show. And then the second episode is usually where you get kind of start getting some of the meat. So they've got their second episode out there right now. Third episode is usually, okay, what do we do? How much time do we invest in fixing audio quality things, so that way things will be going well. I'm so glad they're producing this. It's really neat to see them being able to share their voice on things that they're passionate about, the same way I get to do on mine. All right, so there's a couple of things I could bring into to the show today. That was kind of a long intro, right? And, you know, one of them, let's see here. I have my notes here. I just kind of wanted to just have a casual conversation without too much notes. The world is still amazing. Stop and look around you and start describing what you see. And the world is absolutely an amazing space. And yeah, you might be describing your technology, or you might be describing your family, you know, but the world around you is amazing for lots of different reasons. And, you know, that doesn't mean it's perfect, and that doesn't mean you have to be perfect as you engage it. I noticed the other day, so I've been trying to use emojis, right? Just because I think it's a neat way of communicating. And I noticed the other day that the facepalm emoji is the most popular emoji that I use, right? So let's think about that. The facepalm emoji is the most popular emoji I use. And it is the emoji for, you know, man putting his hand on his face like he's embarrassed for doing something. And that is the most popular one I use. That tells you that, you know, I have a lot of opportunities that I've missed, that I've made mistakes on, that I could have done better, or that I feel embarrassed about. Embarrassment has not killed me yet, and I don't think it will. It still happens. It's a learning tool, right? But it hasn't hurt me or damaged me yet. There's jokes around some of the people I work with that the things I've said that have been the wrong things could make up at least two different t-shirts right now. Some people have a longer list than others, and if they compile them, it would probably be closer to four or five t-shirts. Regardless, though, those things that I have said that have been embarrassing moments help to create memories for other people that they really enjoy, and they consider it as part of the reason why they appreciate me being around. And so it's sort of interesting when you look at embarrassment and how that feels, and realize that, it's okay, keep moving on. A year from whenever you were last embarrassed, you'll still probably be alive, and you'll probably be better off than you were before. So I'm not running into opportunities to be embarrassed, but when they happen, I can put them in perspective and just move on. And so part of me moving on with that is I love how emoji can communicate things succinctly. And so the facepalm emoji tends to be what I share when it's like, oh crap, I just goofed or had an embarrassing moment. And it just kind of figured I'd share that with you guys, because I feel sometimes that when I talk into the microphone that I've got this position of authority and all the right answers, and the reality is pretty far from that. I am a hot mess moving forward, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being perfect. And I actually, when I was praying on Sunday, I had a really clear understanding of how beautiful it is to not be perfect, to have something to be humble about, to have something to want to work on, to improve, that's inside of you, right? Like we can look at a garden and say, oh, I want to fix this or that in the garden or the house or something else. But the ability to have some part of you that you want to work on just struck me as beautiful on Sunday when I was spending some time praying. And, you know, I don't mind using the facepalm emoji because sometimes it's just, oh, that was an easy goof. And other times it can help lead me to a sincere realization that I've got opportunities to improve. And how beautiful is that? That we can find things that we want to improve, that we get to carry with us. Those improvements we make in ourselves, we get to carry with us for our entire lives. And how beautiful that is. So I appreciate you guys listening today. Let's go ahead and let's wrap this up, right? So at the end of each episode, I encourage you guys that if you want to say thank you for this episode, share it with somebody else you know. I love each and every subscriber we have, but I always have to make those plugs for more subscribers. Why? Because I want to help engage a broader, you know, network of folks. I want to help make a difference in other people's lives. And if you think that this episode might do that, then please go ahead and share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to stick around for the long haul, then hey, guess what? You can go ahead and do that through a couple different ways. You can search for us on Stitcher, Spotify, and all those things, or you can head on over to parkingthought.com, click the subscribe link at the top, and we have curated all the most popular podcast listening applications right there with those subscribe links ready to go. So you click on those and you should be ready to go on your podcast app of choice. At the end of every episode, I like to offer a challenge. And it's not just for you guys, it's also for me. To remember that in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?